Hi, thank you for holding. My name is Jody. I'm the fraud supervisor on the floor today. May I please have your first and last name?
Roy Davis.
All right, thank you for that.
Boy, y'all are really hard to get a hold of. I've been calling for every day for about a week.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. It really depends on
you. Must be busy. Must be real busy.
That's right. I have the address 304 Pete Howard Road. Is that correct?
That is the physical address. That's not the mailing address.
Okay. And I have an email address, rndsupply@hotmail.com.
That's correct. All letters, RND, like Ralph, Nancy,
yes.
David.
Right, right. All right. And the phone number, 830-876-6903.
That is correct.
All right. Thank you. I'm waiting for the account to load with the details, but it looks like the previous agent canceled the account to prevent further charges. All right. And give me just a second here.
Yeah, because I live by myself, and I'm 70 years old, and I don't know what it was, and I've had to cancel my Chase has canceled my card like 3 times this year because I've been getting some false charges in there. But it's you know, if I can take care of it this way, I'd rather do this way than to cancel my card because it creates a hassle
okay.
on my account.
Okay, all right. So what I've located is a one-time entry to win a toolbox. You paid $7.95 for an entry to win a toolbox. You did not make that request. Is that right?
That is correct.
All right. So we'll contact
local
authorities. That
was an entry to win a toolbox?
Right.
Who is that with? My credit card thinks there's something about popular apparel or popular something. It didn't ring a bell.
Yeah, I'll take a look and see. 1 second. All right, that was for Quick Trend Sales Discount. That's the name of the company. We'll contact local authorities, provide them with the IP address on the account for them to verify how and where the order took place
online. As long
online.
As there's no more charges on there, there's nothing going to be reoccurring anyway, is there?
No, it
is
looks
that
like... Right. It looks like the account was canceled. Now, this charge is from October. Is that
I noticed that. So it's like on the 16th or something, what it said.
Yeah.
But I just need to get my credit card paid before it starts getting overdue.
Okay. All right. Has there been any disputes filed for that charge?
I'm sorry?
Have you filed any dispute for the $7.95?
No. Okay. I just wanted to be sure that it's, you know, that it wasn't, and I know that it wasn't mine and that it doesn't reoccur again. And I've had it over the years past where they keep sticking it on and on and on, and you don't get rid of it until you cancel the card, and I don't want to do that again.
That's right. Okay, not a problem. I've issued a refund for $7.95. You should see those funds back in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay,
there'll be
well,
no
I'll go ahead
further
and pay
charges.
The statement then, and it'll show up as a credit on my account then.
That's right. Yes, sir. All right. Is there anything else I can help you with?
I do appreciate the help. Thank you so much for calling me back.
No problem. Thank you for calling customer support. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye.